From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. High water is moving south along the Mississippi River as residents from Tennessee to Louisiana prepare for flooding. The river is not expected to crest at Memphis until Wednesday, but Steve Schuler, the Shelby County Office of Preparedness, says the flooding is already starting to affect parts of the city.
Things took a turn, and we're already seeing some high water now getting into the areas that we thought might not be problems until next week.
Water is reported to be pooling at the lower end of Memphis's famous Beale Street, but still well away from the street's blues clubs. There have been explosions and gunfire in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar today. Witnesses say gunmen traded fire with security forces near the provincial governor's compound. It's unclear if there are any casualties. In Britain's local elections this week, voters kept in place the way they vote for members of parliament, and as Larry Miller reports, people in Scotland voted to take even more control of their own affairs.
Voters north of the border gave the Scottish Nationalist Party control of Scotland's parliament, which has a measure of home rule separate from the government in London. Party leaders say they'll now lay the groundwork for a referendum on secession from the rest of Britain. Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, is the leader of the Scottish Nationalists. He wants full independence.
The Scottish National Party won this election because Scotland wants to travel in hope and to aim high. Scotland has chosen to believe in itself and a shared capacity to build a fair society.
A fully independent Scotland would have huge implications for Britain politically and economically, with Scotland possibly taking control of the lucrative North Sea oil and gas fields. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In Mexico, critics of President Felipe Calderon's drug war are calling for mass demonstrations across the country this weekend. The protesters say Calderon's war against the cartels is causing violence to skyrocket. NPR's Jason Bovian reports that some demonstrations have already begun.
Hundreds of people are in the midst of a three-day march from Cuernavaca to Mexico City. Some hold signs saying, "No more blood" and "Enough already." Some 35,000 people have died in drug-related violence in Mexico since President Calderon declared war on the cartels 4 years ago. 35-year-old Roberto Ochoa is walking in a T-shirt emblazoned with a photo of a friend who was killed in March. Ochoa says the drug war is out of control.
It's a situation we cannot stand anymore. Of this violence, of this corruption of society.
Activists are calling for a mass march for peace on the capital's main square on Sunday. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
President Obama is refocusing his attention on jobs and the economy. He's using his weekly address today to reassure the public they are his top priorities. Republicans are devoting their weekly message to the killing of Osama bin Laden. Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown says his death sends a clear message to terrorists. This is NPR News. Tributes are pouring in for golf great Seve Ballesteros. Ballesteros died today at age 54 at his home in Spain. He had multiple surgeries to remove a malignant brain tumor. Here he is in a 1990 interview ahead of that year's Masters.
Things are just about in perfect condition, and there is a lot of grass, and the speed is, I would say, at this point is very fair, so I'm looking forward to have the same conditions for the next few days.
The chief executive of the European Tour says Ballesteros was its inspiration. He won 5 major championships during his career. The mortgage giant Fannie Mae is getting another infusion of cash from the Treasury Department. This time, its government conservator is requesting $8.5 billion. As Tamara Keith reports, this is the result of considerable first quarter losses.
Fannie Mae says it had a net loss of $6.5 billion through March 31st. It blames loans it bought or backed from 2005 to 2008, from the height of the housing bubble right through the crash. It says the losses are the result of declining home prices. Since being taken into government conservatorship in September of 2008, Fannie and its sibling Freddie Mac have taken an increasingly significant role in the mortgage business. And Fannie insists its newer mortgages are high-quality loans that will ultimately be profitable. Once it receives the funds from Treasury, its total obligation to taxpayers will come in just shy of $100 billion. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News. Support.